Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, and once again, yet again, after many, many, many times of saying this, I say again, Jim Donovan is here. Jim is an original member of our Brain Trust. He joined me for the first time this week in 1998. That's right, the last century, the previous millennia. He is the author of a number of books, including Handbook to a Happier Life. But I was telling you about his wisdom all those years ago, and he's continued to be an abiding resource for us now. After today, we'll be into our 14th year as in our little partnership here on the show. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure. It's amazing how fast time goes.
I know. 13 years. How about that?
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You've been doing this show for how long?
Well, over 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
13, about 13 and a half.
Your dedication is amazing.
I know. Things, and a lot has changed since then, but it's good to have you here, and thanks for being a great part of our Brain Trust. One of the things you've talked to us about over the years, Jim, is the concept of success, the different ways of defining success. Talk to us about that a little bit, please.
Well, yeah, I wanted to just touch on it a little bit today, because a couple of things. For one, my Jim's Gems newsletter is now, it just reached its 20th year online.
And it's the only reason why my newsletter is not called Jim's Gems.
I'm sorry?
My newsletter is called Small Business Advocate Newsletter.
Oh, because I already had Jim's Gems.
But I thought, wow, how about Jim's Gems? And then I
just wish I had .com to 20.
I know. But I thought.
Well, couldn't. So
I did my. I started doing it, and I. But of course, when I thought of that, I said, "Wait a minute, that's Donovan's news. I can't do that." So anyway, go ahead.
When I started, there was no internet. I was uploading
right.
to CompuServe, AOL,
right.
all that stuff. But it was
right.
fun. So it's 20 years. I've been thinking about. It. I'm making some big changes here. I'm about to introduce some new things, and you'll know as soon as I get all the details. But I was listening to someone the other day. It was a big sales trainer, Blair Singer. He was on an interview in Success Magazine. He was talking about how he really never got anywhere in his business, in his career. You know, he had been to all these sales training programs and read all the sales training books and yada, yada, yada. And so many people do that are in business and sales. And a friend of his said, you need to go to a personal development seminar.
Hmm.
And when he did that, his life changed. That's one of the things I've noticed. Unfortunately, over the years, I've spoken to a lot of different groups. I've spoken to many, many small business groups. And as a group, small business owners are not involved in personal development to the level that they could be.
Hmm.
I mean, it amazes me. I have an audience of 100 people. You know, I'll sell 5 books at a small business event,
right.
A personal development, self-help book. If I do 100 people in network marketing, I'll sell 98 books.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of an indicator. And one of the things that the people are missing on is that daily, constant, ongoing personal development that we need to do. That's what makes the difference. That's what will keep you on track. You know, my newest book, 52 Ways to a Happier Life, my wife is reading a chapter a day. 2 pages takes, maybe 3 minutes out
mm-hmm.
of her day.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps the attitude focused. It keeps your mind going in the direction of becoming better, becoming more successful. And I think it's really an important thing. And I just wish that more independent small business owners understood that and did it on a regular basis.
Well, what happens, Jim, is the business weaves such a fine seam between it and us, it the
mm-hmm.
business and us the humans. There's
yeah.
such a fine seam that we basically become assimilated and we become like another cog in the business and we think and basically we get to the point where the business is running us instead of us running the business.
Yeah. Exactly.
So then the farther we go down that path, Jim, the harder it is for us to say, okay, you know, I'm not just, you know, I am a leader. I'm not just the guy who has to make payroll on Friday.
Right. The thing is, if you are the business, then it's even more important that you continually sharpen your own saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Covey said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jim Rollins said something interesting.
Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
I want you to remember that thought. We're going to bring you back with that quote. Give us your website before we go.
JimDonovan.com, JimDonovan.com.
Check it out. All of his books are there as well, folks. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Jim Donovan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.